Believe, we believe. We're believers. That's what they call us, right? Believers. Believe. Believers are not beggars. We don't have to beg God. We believe God. And we believe that He is well able to accomplish that which He has sealed by His covenant. So I gave you the title away. What was it? Uh-oh. Come on now. You possess what you confess. You see, you just possess. We possess something by faith. Well, Pastor, I don't see it yet. That's right. That's called faith. That's called the faith zone. It's in the faith zone. But you will see it if you hold fast to your confession of faith. Not wavering. Can't wave. Can't believe today and not believe tomorrow. That's called wavering. You don't want to wave like that. Amen? We want to hold fast. That means you got to hold your tongue. You got to zip it up a lot of times and just zip it up and don't say nothing. Don't say anything contrary to what the Word has said. Amen? If you'll go with me here, we're going to start in the book of Matthew. Now, Reed was giving the message last Sunday, if you need that CD, we got it out here. If you need to take you a CD and take it to the world. See, the world, where is the world? The world's wherever you are. It's out there. Amen? We come in here to get prepared to go out there. We don't stay out there. We minister out there. This is our home. The kingdom of God. That's where we live. It's on the inside of us. But we got to take it. We got to let it out there. But in Matthew chapter 9. But Reed's message last week was finding joy in the midst of our hardships. Well, I'm going to take us a little bit further there and add to that. That how do we find that joy in our hardship? Where is it at and how do we do it? I can't give you everything, but I can give you what the Lord's gave me today is you can possess, you will possess what you confess. And that's either life or death. The only two, good or evil, life or death, right or wrong, really only two choices in this world, right? You can narrow it down to two. You want to take the high road or the low road? Come on, help me now. That's multiple choice. High road. Say high road. I want to take the high road, not the low road. That wasn't a trick question either. Matthew 9, verses 18. Did I tell you what verse? 18 through 21. While Jesus spoke these things to them, behold, a ruler came and worshipped him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." So Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And suddenly a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years came from behind and touched the hem of the Lord's garment. For she said to herself, she didn't say to the preacher, she didn't say to her husband, she didn't say to her mama or grandmama, she said to herself. To herself. You got to say some things to yourself. If I only may touch his garment, I shall be made well. This woman received exactly what she said. Exactly. But she first had to believe this in her heart. That's why we give a scripture. That's why we stir up your heart before you give. And we're believing you've already got it stirred up before you come in. You have a purpose to give today. As we purpose in our heart, we need to have a purpose for what we give. And we don't live by our working, we live by our giving. This is how we live in this earth. And if we're not living that way, we're truly not living. Really? Amen? It's kind of like putting seeds in a bag that's got a big old hole in the bottom. You're just putting your seed in and it's going right out. If we're not giving to the Lord first, keeping Him first. You might, and I used to think I was living. I was living for the moment. And it wasn't too good. It wasn't too good. She received exactly what she had said, but she first had to believe this in her heart because the Bible says out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. Abundance. So you got to put it in there more than one time. You got to say it more than once. It's not the confession that's getting it is you're getting it in your heart. You're putting the seed of confession in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. That's the ground and the ground and the ground. Next thing you know, you got something coming out of the ground. It's called first the blade, then the corn, then the full ear in the corn. 30, 60, 100 fold. Amen. So if we hadn't received 100 fold, don't give up. If you got to 30, praise God. But there's more coming. 30, 60, 100 fold. Amen. That's increase. Say increase. That's increase. You will have what you say. Lewis, I got our little books over there in the fellowship hall. We've been waiting for some little book orders. You can write your own ticket. That little book's over there now. That book that he was by Brother Dr. Kenneth E. Hagin. This message pretty much comes from one of those little books, is you can have what you say.
Yes.
He wrote that little book. See, a lot of times you don't have to have a big book to get something done. It can be just in a little old wee book. You know, I shared this with Dr. Price this past week, and I got to say this because this is how it's going to happen. Because I'm not, and Jim might contest with me, I'm not good when it comes to writing papers. And the Lord's put some books. Uh-oh, he has added an S to it. I'm like, he's got some books in me. But they're not coming from me. They're in me, but they've been deposited from heaven. And the title of my first book is, I'm going to give you a little jingle. Green Acres. Now, that's not the name of the book, but that's the jingle. See, the Lord works with you where you are, how you've been raised. He looks at you, and He knows you are wonderfully made. And as I was just sharing with Dr. Price, that's going to be a sermon, but as I was just sharing that, that's going to be a sermon, God says, no, that's your book title you've been asking me about. I'm like, okay, I'll just say, hey, faith living is the life for me. That's it. That's the title. That's all I got. But I got that, hey, man, because I got Jesus. Faith living is the life for me. Just take that and just start there. And you will have what you say. I like faith. I like living by faith. That's the life for me. I used to not live by faith. That was death for me. Man, it was death. Wages of sin is death. That's what I was inheriting. That's what I was saying. And that's what I was receiving. Not physical death. That was on the way. But I was separated from the promises of God. I was separated from the blessings of God. I was separated from the abundance that I'm supposed to have here on this earth because I didn't have a relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the poorest you'll ever be if you don't have a relationship with Jesus. Amen? I don't care how much money you got. You're poor if you don't have Jesus. I don't care how healthy you are. If you don't have Jesus, you are poor. You will have what you say. Let's go back. That was the New Testament, Matthew 9, 18, and 21. Now let's go back to Numbers. Old Testament means what? Old Testament. That was before the New Testament. Numbers. Numbers chapter 13. Numbers 13, verses 26 through 33. It says, now they departed and came back to Moses. Now this is the children of Israel. They're out here. Moses has sent 12 spies out to spy out the promised land, looking for something. You know, we got some, our military men, they go out and they spy out the land, knowing that, you know, where the enemy is and what's going on. We got spies. Spies are good as long as they ain't telling our enemy what we're doing. That's right. We got good spies. They're spying out the land. And they departed and came back to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel in the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh. They brought back word to them and to all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Brought back something they could see with their eyes. Say, see.
See.
The word will let you see something. It will manifest if you keep putting it in your heart.
Yeah.
They brought back something they could see. Fruit of the land. And then they told him and said, we went to the land where you sent us, Moses. It truly, it does flow with milk and honey. Did Moses doubt that? No, because who told Moses? God told him. I'm taking you to a land that flows with milk and honey. Come on, yes. And they told him, we went to the land where you sent us, and truly it flows with milk and honey. And this is the fruit. I got some. You want to see it? And it took two people bringing a cluster of grapes. That's a big grapes. That ain't nothing like Food Lion has. Amen? Now, it doesn't say if it was seeded or seedless, but who cares when you got grapes that big? I want the seed out of that thing. I want to plant that seed in my garden. Get me some of them grapes. You can. Get to the promised land. And nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land, they are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. Giants in the land, about 9'6" probably. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwell in the mountains. And the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan. Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and take, say, possession. For we are well able. Well able. See, to possess something, you got to know you well able. Well able. Put an adjective on that. You're not just able, you well able to possess it. Why? It ain't because of me. It ain't because of me. Verse 31, but the men who had gone up with him said, we are not, here's the other 10, we are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report. Say bad report.
Bad report.
You could say evil report. It said, the land through which we have gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants, and all the people whom we saw in it are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak came from the giants, and we were like grasshoppers in their own sight, and so we were in their sight. You will possess what you confess. See, they saw themselves little. Yeah, they were by the natural, but see, there's something on the inside that Caleb and Joshua had. It's called the spirit of faith. You know, Jim Howard out here, his ministry is Spirit of Faith Ministries. There's a different spirit I heard when I turned on his radio station about 17 years ago that I wasn't hearing on other stations, and it drew something on the inside of me out. It was putting something on the inside of me, and it was calling. It says deep calls the deep. There was something deep on the inside of me that only the spirit of faith could get me to. It was the promised land. It was the call of God on my life that I never would have found it had I not believed a good report about God. I'd heard a lot of bad stuff about God, and I had believed that. You can believe a lie, the Bible says, and be damned. I was damned because I sure wasn't good. But God still loved me. While I was yet a sinner, Christ died for me. That's how much God loves me. Amen? That's a good report. That's called good news. You won't see that in the Mooresville Tribune on the front page, that God's a good God. You won't see that. You'll find it on fine print in your insurance policy that this is an act of God. You know, you won't be covered if it's a flood, a hurricane, because these are acts of God. But that's not the God I serve. That's not the God I serve. Amen? The God we serve says we are well able to go up against these giants. Face these giants. You can't turn your back on the giants. You got to face a giant. Eyeball to eyeball, I think Jethro Bodine might say, or Gomer Powell. No, I think it was Sergeant Carter. Look at me, boy. Eyeball to eyeball. You got to get right in that giant's face, and you got to let him know that you are well able. Now, don't get close to him unless you're ready. Don't get close to that giant unless you got your armor on. You've been studying in the Word of God in the book of Ephesians. At the end of the book, it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. You got to know who your strength comes from. My help, it cometh. Where's it coming? It comes from the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Out of 12 that were sent, 10 came back with an evil, bad report. That's an evil report. What makes it evil? God didn't say it. If God didn't say it is evil, it's dark, right? If God said it, it's light. Light brings strength. It brings peace. It brings vision. His light, the entrance of God's word brings light. Vision, I can see. Why are you stumbling? God's word's not there. I'm talking about stumbling in the daylight. Well, when we see sun, that's not what God sees light. That's not the light that he sees. It's the light of the gospel. It's the good report that Jesus came and delivered. He had a good report. Repent is a good report. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. That was for everybody. That message is for everybody, because they had all sinned and they needed a good report. They had a bad report, the law, for over 2,000 years telling you how bad you were. It really wasn't how bad you were, it's how bad the sin was. It could really say it's how bad the devil is, because that's the report that we had. We inherited his kingdom, which is death. That's a bad report. But thank God Jesus gave me a good report. 10 came back with an evil report, and only 2 out of the 12 came back with a good report. What is an evil report? If you're taking notes, an evil report is a report of doubt. What is a good report? It's a report of faith. A report of faith. I didn't have a faith report on all my report cards when I was in school. Now, I made some good grades. I did a lot of what the teachers wanted. But did I learn anything? Not a lot. I learned how to get a good grade. You can study and cram the night before, 2 nights before the test, and you can pass the test. But if I was taking a test on how to do brain surgery, and I crammed, and then I had to do brain surgery about 5 years later, I hope you won't come to my table. You better be praying I got a good assistant, because I didn't learn a whole lot. See, to learn something, you got to stay at it. You got to stay in it. In it to win it, right? We in this thing. We got to stay in this word. We got to dig in this word. There's wells. There's things down in that word that we haven't seen yet. See, some people might read the book, you know, a theologian, an intellect, a Greek, he might read through and say, yeah, I read the Bible. When? Oh, about 10 years ago, I read it from cover to cover. See, he sees it just as a book. I see this as my good, good Father declaring his promises from Genesis to Revelation. Amen? Amen? But the promises are hidden. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. Where's that mystery at? It's called the book of faith. It's in the faith realm. It's in the spirit realm. And you got to believe this word by faith. And when you believe it by faith, it'll come alive on the inside of you. And it'll start changing your life, putting relationships together, bringing you increase, taking you to a higher place. That's a good report. That whole bunch got what they said in the wilderness. They said they can't because of the giant. There's giants in the land. But Caleb and Joshua had a different spirit. They said, we are well able to overcome them because the Lord is with us. Yeah. See, remember God said, when you go out here, do not keep all these statutes before you. Speak them. So you do not forget the Lord thy God. If he says you don't forget, you can forget. That's why they kept saying it. Confess. You want to possess something? You want to confess a relationship with God? You want to possess it? You got to confess. You got to believe in your heart, Romans 10:9-10 says. Believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, and you shall be, not will be, you shall be saved. That's present tense, not in the future. You shall be. My Bible tells me I can do all things. You know what that word in all in the Greek means? All. I can do all things through Robert, who gives me the strength. Uh-oh. Through Christ, not through my circumstance. God didn't send me that circumstance. He sent me his word. Come on now. If we're dealing with sickness, God didn't send the sickness. He sent Jesus. He sent the word. Amen. He didn't send the sickness. That's from the evil. That's from the bad report. That's the giant that's in the land. Diabetes, heart conditions, all kind of things. See, I don't know a lot of them because I'm not focusing on all those names. I'm focusing on Jesus. A lot of these names I done forgot. Because if you'll focus on Jesus, you'll forget your past. See, that was the dead man. That's the old man. All those generational thing curses are in the past. I'm going to the other side. Come on, get in the boat. Will you go to the other side with me? Jesus said, get in the boat of faith. The faith boat takes what Jesus taught that whole day and says, Jesus said, we are well able to go to the other side. I don't care if the storm's there. The storm's going to have to leave. Somebody's going to have to stand up and say something. Somebody's going to have to stand up and say, we're going to the other side. That's all they would have had to say it in a storm. They would have went right through the storm. Storm might have stayed there. The boat would have went right through. You know, we hear about what's that big old thing in the sea out there, Pastor? It's called the Bermuda Triangle. You know, if you got Jesus, what is the Bermuda Triangle? It's something that man put on there. That if you put your faith in it, you won't come out of it. You won't go through the Bermuda Triangle. Because, see, man says there's something. I mean, there might be something there, but guess what? The Bible says that no weapon that's formed against me is going to prosper. I know the Creator of heaven and earth. And if I possess Him, I can go through anything and come out on the other side. Not even smelling like smoke, smelling like alcohol, anything. I used to smell like smoking and alcohol, to matter of fact. But I went to Jesus took me to the other side. Amen? Not only did He take me, He saw me on the other side. But He was waiting patiently for me. He didn't drag me to church. He brought people to show me the church. It's the goodness of God that leads you to repent. It's not all the things, all these bad things you're doing. That's just the effects of sin, which is the sin nature that's going to produce. That bad thing that's on the inside is going to produce bad. Jesus said, if you want to know somebody, look at their fruit. Because a bad tree can't give you good fruit, nor can a good tree give you bad fruit. Why didn't we just listen, Adam? Do not eat of that bad tree that's bad for you. It's good for God because God knows between darkness and light. He knows what it is. He knows what it can do, but Adam didn't. That's why God said, don't touch it, son. Leave it alone. Leave that woman alone. She's not good for you. Leave that husband alone. Leave that boy alone. See, parents, we say things. We're not saying them because we don't want you to have fun. We want you to have God in your life. And if that individual doesn't have God in his or her life, you don't need to hang around with them. Now, you need to witness to them. God's wanting you to hear this. Somebody needs to hear this besides me. Because I got my woman. God brought me my woman. I got her, right? I still need to hear this, though. Amen. Thank you, Lord. That wasn't in my notes. Somebody going to hear this on the radio. Somebody needs to hear this. Hey, words on the radio got me to where I was supposed to be. I didn't know Jim Howard. I knew what he sounded like, but I didn't know him. But I knew something. There was something on the inside. I heard faith. Man, faith, it draws. It's like a magnet. The goodness of God is like a magnet. The law is nothing but a hammer. It'll drive you away from God. Because you don't want the law. Now, the law is good sometimes if somebody thinks they are God, that they don't need God. They need the law. They need to see how bad of a sinner they are. But then you got to give them grace. You got to give them grace. You got to give them love. That's what's going to get them established in the kingdom of God. Amen? Man, thank God for faith teachers and preachers that believe they can do all things through Christ. Amen? Go and flip over to Mark before I tell you this. Mark chapter 11. Reed, we hit 71. I prophesied we'd do 69 in here, but it jumped up to 71. But I got it set at 71, so if you hear some air come on, that means it's getting hot in here. It's getting warm. We're warming up. We're going to the promised land. Some heat's getting stirred up in here. Wait a minute. Mark's in what testament is that in? New Testament. I'm going to mark my spot in Mark 11. My spot is marked in Mark 11. If you get one of Brother Kenneth Hagin's books, You're probably going to hear Mark 11, 23, 24, not individually scripture, but preach through that whole little book. Because when God sets you free and delivers you, heals your deformed heart, takes you off of a bed of a sickness, you're going to know something, and you're going to preach something about how God is a healer. Amen? Because you can't deny it. You can't deny when he does something for you. Now, other people don't believe it. They can. But you got to say, this is my story, and I'm sticking to it. This is what God done for me. Mark 11, 24. Before we pray, we need to know what to say. See, a lot of Christians, just they want you to pray for them. Hey, Pastor, can you pray for me? Can you pray for me? What do you want me to pray? I want you to pray. Pastor, I want you to pray. I know, but what do you want me to pray? I want you to pray whatever you feel like praying. No, I want to pray what you believe. Because you can possess what you confess. But if you ain't got nothing to confess, you're not going to possess. Nothing from nothing is nothing. You got to believe something. You got to have a promise to hang on to. That's where you start. That's the seed. The power is in the Word of God. You got to have a promise. You got to have a lot of promises. You need a lot of His promises. We need a lot of harvest out here. Mark 11, 24 says, therefore, well, let's go back to verse 23. Let's see what therefore is there for. Have faith in God at the end of verse 22. Jesus answered, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, who says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt, bad report, in his heart, but believes those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says, or she. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them. Receive what? Things you ask for. What things? Logos. Word of God. Promises of God. You got to have something. You got to know something. You got to have something you're standing on, because the prayer of faith, faith is saying what God says. So if I pray what God says, and if you're believing what God says, you're going to have what God says you can have, because that's what I'm believing for. You can have what you say. You want a good report or a bad report? Good report. Study. You got to study. Teacher says study. Jesus said study. Paul said to Timothy, study. See, we got to pass it. You got to study. It's going to cost you something. Faith is going to cost you something. You got to study. You got to stay at it. Stay in this faith. Stay in this word. This is full of faith. We need to make sure that we're praying in the will of God, in line with God's Word, which is, in other words, we got to make sure we're praying the Word of God, which is the will of God, which is His will for us. Last will and testament. Beloved, here's one of them. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. You know where your soul starts to prosper? Coming to church. See, your soulless realm is your mind, your will, and your emotions. You need, this is fellowship here. This is your soul. But you need to be fellowshipping with people that have the same spirit of faith. So your soul can also benefit. Amen? Anybody like some good old vegetable stew, vegetable soup? You put all those different kind of vegetables in there, put you some meat in there. Some people I know, they even put it in their freezer and bring it back out and heat it back up. But it ain't no good if you just eat it by yourself, is it? You like to have somebody with you there. Enjoy this big old stew, big old pot. Mama will call me when she puts some. She puts all kind of stuff in there, and I have to pick out the big old onions and tomatoes. But I still go enjoy it with her. I like to share. God likes to share His goodness. Remember, Moses wanted to see it. Lord, I want to see Your goodness. And God let His hinder part pass by Moses. That's just the backside of God, and it's nothing but good. They saw Jesus face to face, and the world couldn't see him. They were so blinded by the bad report of the law. So Jesus had to take that law and he had to nail it to the tree. He had to fulfill it for us. He did it for us. And we don't have to do it. We just got to believe the report that he gave us. You are delivered. You're free. You're forgiven. What's my choice? I just believe it, Lord. I just believe. Two more points here. You will have what you say. Before we pray, we need to know what to say. And this is our guideline right here. The Word of God. 1 John 5, going back a little bit further in your New Testament. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation. You know, one of these days, I might get to the book of Revelation as far as teaching you and preaching from it. You know, and this is, you know, you learn this when you're coming into the faith as a baby Christian, you know. That's like all I heard is when you came in, man, have you read the book of Revelation? Have you heard about all this stuff in the book of Revelation? I'm a baby Christian. I'm like, what book is that? I said, the very end. I said, well, I'm way up here at the beginning. See, a lot of people want to start at the end of the book and tell you everything about Jesus. Well, I haven't got all there yet. I'm still in the New Testament. I, you know, when God shows me, now there's some things I understand in Revelation, but I'm just listening to the Lord, following Him. He said, follow me. And then when God drops it down in your spirit, like He did to John, he was in the spirit in the Lord's day. He was in the spirit. His body, his feet was on the ground, but he wasn't there. His spirit, Jesus took him in the spirit and showed him something. When God shows you something in the spirit, when it's revealed knowledge to you, you'll know it. When God said, take my word to the world, I knew it. Now, it's impossible for me. Great, because I can't do that. That's why we trust in God. Amen. Take it to the world. Take it to the world. 1 John 5, 14 and 15. Now, this is the confidence, say confidence, that we have in Him. That if we ask anything according to His will, this is just saying what we just said here, before we know what to pray, we need to know what to say. And this is the confidence that we have when we pray that way, according, if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. Well, Pastor, I just don't understand why this ain't happening. How are you praying? Because the Bible says if we pray according to His will, He hears us and He cannot lie. He hears us, and if we know that He hears us, when Ruthie knows that I heard her that she's hungry, Daddy, go feeds her. Because if I don't, I'm going to keep hearing, Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. Daddy, I'm hungry. Feed her. Jesus told Peter, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Why? They're hungry. They're hungry. See, you're hungry this morning. God's feeding you this morning. Your spirit's getting bigger and bigger right now on the inside. Amen. I mean, it's the same. I mean, you can't make that spirit no bigger. But to the more that we operate according to His will, I get stronger. Amen. It's like a muscle. Faith is a muscle. It grows. When a muscle grows, you're stronger. You can do greater things, right? We know if He hears us, whatever we ask. Now that whatever goes back to where? According to His will. According to His will. So let's just an example here. See, this is where you got to balance grace and faith. If I just got born again, I owe on my car. I got a pretty decent car, but I owe on it. It's not paid for yet. But I want me a Cadillac, about three times more than what the car I got now. Well, I can trust God. I can grow there, but I can't believe for that. I mean, I can believe for it, but don't think God's going to make that happen real quick. Why? First the blade, then the corn, then the full ear in the corn. If you can't pay for the car you've got, don't think you can drive. You probably can't even afford the gas in that Cadillac. According to His will. See, you got to grow in faith. Now, you want to stretch your faith out there. But believe, God says, if you'll be faithful over $5 and do what I tell you to do with it. There's no difference in $5 million. But if I won't be faithful over five, you think he's going to load me down with about $5 million? No, sir. See, he's a God of faith, and he does things right. Right. Because a lot of that can destroy people. That money can destroy somebody. God doesn't want us destroyed. He wants us blessed. And he really doesn't give us the money. What does he give us? He gives us the ability. That's what brings the money, the favor of God, the blessing of God. It maketh me rich. And people want to come and hear me and buy my books and get to see these, because it ain't me, it's God ministering through me. Amen? Or you might have a recipe. You might have a nice little recipe you come up with and you manufacture it. And you'll say, good Lord, look at all this money coming in. Somebody really, really enjoys this. See, be listening to God. There's miracles on the inside of you. Your blessing is on the inside of you. And it's to benefit other people. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And we know that he hears us whatsoever we ask according to his will. We know that we have the petitions. You don't have to go to Capitol Hill to petition it. Go to the Lord. His word is settled. You don't have to debate his word. Jesus took care of it. He said, it's finished. I finished it for you. Now believe it. When are we going to believe the gospel? I'm preaching to myself now, because there's a lot of areas I need to be exercising my faith. I need to be saying something that I haven't been saying. We all got areas there. And our last point, let's not prepare for failure. And I'm not saying we do, but let's not even think about failing on anything. Don't let the world and the doctors and the scientists in the world determine how your life is going to go. Now, I thank God for doctors and for scientists, but I've read the end of the book. This earth has got to be destroyed. God's going to create a new heaven and a new earth, because this one's, it's past fixing up. Amen. God's good at fixing things, but he said he's going to have to destroy this earth with fire. So I don't need to be spending money on all these things helping the government about global warming. I'm not worried about it. There's going to be global melting when he's done. But I ain't going to be here to experience that. Amen. We're not going to be here. The church is not going to be here. We come in with Christ. Our body may be growing older. It shouldn't be maybe. Our bodies are growing older, right? We can't. As long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest. Hot and cold. Growing older. That's just a part of this system that we, man, created. God's never intended us to grow old. Our body may be growing older, but our inward man is getting stronger day by day. If we're spending time at the table. At the table. See, we spent some time at the table, the communion table today. And I know you're getting stronger on the inside. You received something stronger on the inside today that you needed. Remember, the inward man growing stronger, that's the real you. That's the real person. See, I'm looking at earth suits out here, and they all kind of different shapes and forms. But see, on the beginning, I was seeing spirits out here. See, the real people, the real you is on the inside. It's the spirit man. And I hear you. A lot of times singing and worshiping the Lord, I hear the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you. We are a spirit being. Fashioned with this flesh that God created from the dirt. Amen? We're just dirts out here giving God glory that he created. But see, he took that dirt. Dirt was just dirt, but God made it beautiful when he formed and fashioned man and woman out of it. Amen? God takes things that to us look like dirt, and he sees beauty in it. He sees beauty in it. And that goes to the next point. That's the real you, not what we see in the mirror every morning or in the mirror every night. Depends on how long you stand in front of the mirror. You standing there all day and all night? You know, that mirror is just a reflection. See, I can't really see the back of my head. I've got to turn around in the mirror. But see, it's just a reflection. Amen. Don't get used to that, okay? Don't get used to that part. Any part that you see in that mirror. Because there's another mirror that we got to look into. It's this mirror right here. It's the mirror of God's Word, because this is the real you. This is where we're going. Amen. We're going back to the garden. We're going back to the beginning. We're going to get a new body. because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth that we're going to get to experience for eternity. Amen? Amen? If we're defeated, we're defeated by our own lips. See, the devil's already been defeated. So we can't even blame it on him anymore. If we're defeated because Jesus gave, he said, all authority is given me in heaven and earth and in the earth. Now you go with that delegated authority. Jesus delegated it to me and to you. We have what we say. Don't like what we have, we need to change what we're saying. And that's every day. Amen. By our words, Matthew 12:36, by our words we shall be justified, and by our words we shall be condemned. God's not the one condemning us. He said, by your words. Now this is for me. I'm not sure if y'all need this or not. We must preach faith, but also we must practice faith. I got to practice what I preach. What I'm saying here this morning, I got to do the same thing, because God's no respecter of persons, but he does respect faith. Amen? Because that's his self. That's his word. And his word has already been settled. And we cannot outdo God. Amen? We can't outdo God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for your ministry. That, Lord, we're going to help us, Father God, to change our confession. Lord, I'm talking to me now, Lord. Lord, put a guard, the Bible talks about, put a guard over my lips, Lord. Keep me from saying anything that would be contrary to what you have said, Jesus. Lord, we want that great life, the abundant life that you have promised us in your word. And, Lord, we will be not only hearers, but, Lord, we will be doers, what you've called us to do. Whatever you've called us to do, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for your anointing, for your ability to do it. Thank you for that right now. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.